Downtown Catlettsburg, Kentucky. You know, back in the mid-1800s, Catlettsburg was the center of constant activity. Rafters and the wealthy timber barons were literally flooding into town, and Catlettsburg's newly constructed hotels, restaurants, and saloons, well, they could barely accommodate all the people.
Steamers and ferries dotted the riverbanks. Showboats like the Cotton Blossom and the Water Queen would dock on the river. Their loud calliope music could be heard all over town.
It was very wild along Front Street. It was just one saloon right after another on Old Front Street.
In 1921, when Catlettsburg was growing, there was, I think, 21 saloons located on Front Street. And the Literary Digest said that it was the worst street in the United States. Those saloons were located on Front Street, which overlooked the Ohio River. Yeah.
The showboats landed there. Right, the landing was there at Old Front Street and Division, where Division is. That's where the boat landing was, and the ferry boat crossed the river, too, also, and they had a wharf boat there, same place. These showboats also played Iceland. Some of the largest showboats on the rivers played both places, like the Goldenrod and...
There was really a festive atmosphere in Catlettsburg, as if that timber boom would never end. Pogue Settlement in the mid-1800s had reached a crossroads. Thanks to its overabundance of natural resources, the simple homespun farming community was on the brink of turning into a thriving industrial city itself. The one event that helped to rewrite the economic history of the town was the coming of the railroad. Local iron producers understood the railroad's potential to boost the economy of their small settlement. They knew that if the railroad could transport the mineral resources from surrounding Greenup and Carter counties through Pogue Settlement, well, it would become the region's commercial center and industrial base. But there was a slight hitch. The Lexington and Big Sandy Railroad intended to bypass Pogue Settlement on the route that was to be built from Lexington to Catlettsburg. They considered going through Pogue Settlement the long way around. Well, the iron producers felt otherwise, so they organized a community meeting to discuss an alternative strategy to attract the railroad's attention, to get it to change its mind. Out of this meeting came the formation of the Kentucky Iron, Coal, and Manufacturing Company, a development company whose plan of action was to take options on land, create a city out of a tiny settlement, then provide the railroad with a right-of-way through instead of around the town. No longer simple farmers, when it came to business anyway, the iron producers had turned into wheeler dealers. The railroad found their offer, plus their $200,000 purchase of railroad stock, so doggone persuasive, well, it couldn't refuse. Many Catlettsburg residents, on the other hand, objected when the city fathers granted the railroad the right-of-way. One story has it that rather than incur the wrath of irate gate cityans in the daytime, rail crews would lay the track by moonlight. Meanwhile, in Pogue Settlement, with the railroad finally coming, plans for the creation of the city were set in motion.
Hilton Avenue in Ashland. It's named for M.T. Hilton, an engineer who was commissioned to map out the town that was to be named Ashland after Henry Clay's plantation home.
They hired Mr. Hilton. He was from Connecticut, and they hired him to lay these streets out, and that's why we have the big wide streets. He has visions of a big city being here someday, and that's why they laid it out the way it was.
When Hilton looked over the newly created Ashland, he saw acre after acre of farmland, a few businesses on Front Avenue, and some scattered home sites along the river. With incredible foresight, from this, he envisioned a city of the future with spacious building lots, streets 100 feet wide, and a beautiful 40-acre park. Hilton was an ardent supporter of the new locality, as a letter he wrote to his sister in Maine would demonstrate. Quote, "The project is creating much excitement in other parts as well as here," he said. "All look upon it as a fine opening for businessmen, and being, as you are aware, a businessman, am thinking seriously of incorporating myself with the town, transporting my matrimonial wealth to it, and selling myself once more as a staid citizen, and perhaps at some future time my name may be enrolled among those who are acknowledged as city fathers." That's what Hilton wrote to his sister. In planning the town, there was a concerted effort to make room for expanding industries of every kind. Many businesses were already flourishing in the mid-1800s.